Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a joy to be in the presence of Jesus this morning. Let me encourage you from the scripture of Romans 8:4. It says that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Holy Spirit, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Isn't that amazing? My dear brothers and sisters, one of the marks of spiritual maturity in any believer's life is the growing conviction of the necessity of the Holy Spirit's presence and power for daily living. How natural it often seems to attempt to live our lives and even minister for God in our own wisdom and strength. How tragic it is when churches and religious organizations institutionalize themselves with dogma or legalistic rules and practices and gradually replace the invigorating ministry of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the people. It is said that religious movements often follow a predictable course: a spirit-filled leader, an efficient machine, a dead monument. But let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, when you are led by the Holy Spirit, every day new life of God will flow through you. The power of God will flow through you. No matter what the situation, you will still rejoice. No matter what you're going through, you will still be happy in Jesus, because you know the end result. The end result is victory. The end result is power of God being manifested through your life. The end result is that you're healed in your body. The end result is that your breakthroughs have come. The end result is that when you are led by the Spirit, you are the citizen of heaven. Amen. So I would encourage you this morning that, you know, engage in a conversation with people around you and have the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in ministering to them. Reach out to them and God is going to bless you abundantly. So today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of your breakthrough. Today is the day of your miracle. Today is the day that you will be set free. Today is the day that you'll walk in absolute freedom that comes forth in knowing the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's what the Bible says, that you do not walk after the flesh, but you walk after the Holy Spirit. Be blessed today as you are in the season of Pentecost. May the blessings of Pentecost rule and reign over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We, O Lord, humble ourselves before you. We come before your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies that encompass us at all times. I thank you that your angels guard us and protect us. Lord, I thank you that you lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we want to say thank you. Lord, even today, we permit the Holy Spirit of God, who is in our lives, to lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. Lord, the Holy Spirit of God too, O Father, lead us in all truth and in all righteousness. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that you will bless us. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for the first day of June 2022. We are grateful to you that we are in the land of the living. And we are here to glorify you, to praise you, and to bless you. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for the power of Pentecost. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for transformation. We thank you for your blessings upon our lives, and we are grateful to you. Today, Lord, as your people, Lord, step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and keep them from the evil one. And Lord, prosper them and promote them. And Lord, that they will live in the blessings of Jehovah. I also pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to get out in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, you were beaten 39 times even before you dealt with our sins on the cross of Calvary. You were beaten before, O Lord, so that you dealt with our sicknesses, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we love you, we bless you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the glory, the honor, the dominion, the power, and the authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day before you. And God be with you. Bye for now.